Welcome to the Family Rules Podcast, where we discuss family, relationships, marriage, parenting, and everything we've learned along the way.
And how to get through it all.
It's me, TJ Jackson, and with me is my wife, Frances Jackson.
Hola, peeps.
And we are going to give you some key strategies, tips, and rules on how to strengthen your family and help you and your family live your best life. So on today's show, we are going to talk about the importance of self-love and self-acceptance. You know, because too often we're too busy giving to the other that we forget or neglect what we personally need.
And I think parents are really guilty of that because we're constantly giving to our spouse and our children, and we can forget about ourselves along the way.
So this isn't just about spousal relationships. Did I say that word right? Spousal?
Spousal.
It does sound weird when I say it.
Is that even a word?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
This isn't about the relationship between lovers. This is about all relationships, from dating to marriage, to the relationship you have with your child, to your working relationships or your friendships, all the relationships in your lives. And the important part, again, is to remember the role that self-love plays in that.
Yeah, because I think all of us could work on that daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when we first met, it was...
Why are you smiling? Did you you don't want to share how it was when we first met?
I'm not sure if I'm there quite yet.
Well, I don't know where you're going, but I will say this.
I'll get back there. You carry it like you're used to doing.
I can say this. The relationship that we have within ourselves and the way we see ourselves is the most important relationship in life. That's a fact, people. There's the way you feel about yourself and the way you care about yourself is incredibly important. We have to remember the role self-love plays in life.
Yes.
It's really the basis and foundation for everything else that we may want to be in life. But we can't achieve and be the best we can be without a healthy dosage of self-love.
In saying that, I feel like it starts with self-worth
and self-acceptance. But we should raise this one caution before we continue on this path. There's a big difference between self-love and being obsessed with self.
Yeah, being too confident.
And being too confident where your ego takes over. Mm-hmm. We are not suggesting that. But what we see and feel is that there's too many people out there that are struggling with their self-love. And we understand why. And sometimes we do.
We all can doubt ourselves sometimes.
Exactly. We all can doubt ourselves. You know, we live in a very social media driven world where judgment and, you know, likes and and oftentimes in our world, the ones who are engaging in negative behaviors get the most attention. You know, not completely, but a lot of times that could take a hit on our self-worth and self-love and how we see ourselves.
Yes.
So, go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
No, you were going to say something.
Sure?
When
okay.
Frances wants to talk, I have to quiet my mouth.
All right. So, speaking of self-love, honey, if you think about it, when you love yourself, you're most likely going to have more positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're constantly doubting yourself or you don't have as much self-love as you should, generally, you're going to have a more negative outlook on things.
So you bring up one of the main ones for me is more energy. When you have self-love and self-respect for yourself, you do have more energy. You see the world in a better way. And that is very... what's the word I'm looking for? Contagious.
That's,
and it's very attractive. So we have to find a way to find that self-love within ourselves. Another thing I want to say, though, is you also will be more forgiving.
Absolutely.
And really towards yourself. You will, if your love for yourself is strong, when you do make a mistake, because we all do, you will be more forgiving of yourself. You won't beat yourself up as much. And in addition to that, you will learn to respect yourself more. And that will help you respect everyone else more. So when your child makes a mistake, or you know, a spouse or another loved one makes a mistake, you will come to the table with more stability and a mentality for forgiveness.
Yes.
Because you will feel better about yourself. You'll be more grounded. On another tip, you'll be less tolerant of negative energy and negative people who are most likely treating you incorrectly.
You're not going to stand for it. You're going to feel like it doesn't feel right to your soul. In saying that too, I think when you have a more positive mindset, you want to stay away from that negativity as much as you can.
And that's super important, to stay away from negative energy. I think, you know, especially if it's a loved one, we all have an obligation to try to uplift people and try to bring the positivity. But some people, sadly, just rather always choose negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is hard to say, but it is not your responsibility to fix that if you've been trying and trying and trying, because eventually that's going to wear off on you and bring you down. We are all social beings. That's just part of being a human being.
Yes.
And what we have to remember is that we weren't meant to do things on our own in life. So by settling with people, we're going to be around people. And by settling with people around us who are negative, and if we don't have that self-love to call it out, we're going to be dragged down as well.
Yes. And as hard as it may be, you can love from a distance as well.
That is true. There's ways to do that.
Yeah.
Another thing, you'll live with less fear. You'll be more confident. You'll be stronger when the love of yourself is very high.
Make more clear decisions. When you live with less fear, you can make more clear decisions.
So you could live with the results. You're not afraid of the results. And here's a great thing. You could share yourself with your loved ones, whether it's your partner or even on a job. You could be more open when you have that confidence and that fear isn't eating you up. You could be all you can be. That sounds like a commercial or or like, you know.
I promise he's not reading anything, guys. This is all from TJ's mind.
And it's true, because I think too often we settle to be half or a third of what we should be.
Yeah.
And I don't subscribe to that. And I'm not trying to say I don't want to deal with anyone who's only living to a quarter of their potential. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying we have a choice, and we could desire to grow every day or not. And I'm all for someone who's all for growing themselves.
Absolutely.
Because it's better for them, and it's better for me, and it's better for everyone who comes across their path.
Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's not someone else's responsibility to make you happy. I think you have to have that mindset that happiness is a choice. We tell this to the kids all the time. You can choose to be in that moody attitude, or right now, starting from here on, you can fix it. I mean, we all have to do that. Even we call each other out on that. Sometimes if you're having that negative energy, you want to be able to call your partner out on that. So remember, try to have that happiness is a choice mentality.
I love the way you say that. Happiness is a choice. And it's important to be reminded of that. And I know there's many people out there who are going through difficult moments, difficult times, especially in today's world and today's climate. And we can be down. We can feel off. That's all okay. But what we can't do is sulk in that and live in that, because it will end up really causing issues for ourselves and those who are around us.
Yeah, and no one is responsible for your happiness except for yourself. Your loved ones, your family, friends, they're all supposed to add to your happiness.
Mm.
You know, so it's ultimately your responsibility to be happy. What Yes. makes you happy? You know, are there things that, like with us, honey, going into another thing I feel like we do really well is we give each other space.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, we have to be independent and do our own thing. Saying that though, I feel like in the beginning of our relationship, we were like spending so much time together.
Is that what you were going to say earlier?
Yeah, it was.
What was so bad about saying it earlier?
Well, because I don't feel like we were there just yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we spent too much time, because I didn't feel that.
Oh, it was like every day, all day.
Yeah, I didn't feel that.
It was to the point to, and then when you would go out of town or you would have to go to the studio, I felt a little alone and kind of lost because, it's true though. Even you would, you know, I just felt like we needed to give each other that space.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't really feel that. I loved spending every minute with you.
I know. I understand that. But that's not something that's healthy for a relationship is what I'm trying to say. We now have a balance.
And I still think we, like you said, we now have a balance. And I think we're mindful of the balance. I don't think we ever say it's that day. You know, it's been 25 days since you've hung out with your friends. It's time for you to do that.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's not a schedule thing. I just think we naturally... And I think a lot of times in relationships, one side will take, if someone wants to hang out with their friends or hang out with their family, it's sad to me, but I feel like sometimes people get offended or question it or would badmouth it or say again or...
You should encourage it.
You should always encourage it.
Yes, you should encourage it. Something as simple as in the morning when I wake up, I love to go... and sit and, you know, watch 30 minutes of my morning news.
Which
I know,
is?
Good Morning America.
Okay, be proud of
and
it.
And I have my coffee. That's space for me. And sometimes you'll ask me, where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important for me.
And she turns me down, people. She turns me down. She says, none of your business.
That is not what I say. You know where I'm going.
She doesn't say anything. Yeah, and I do know where she's going.
And you respect that because sometimes you'll be like, oh, you know, or you're getting up already. And then you'll be like, okay, you realize how much that time means to me.
Yeah.
And you're like, go ahead, honey. Maybe come back, you know, when you're finished.
Yeah. I do that. I want to make sure you're happy. You have your coffee. I don't drink coffee. So it's you and your own.
Boo.
It's Franny in her own world watching Good Morning America.
And it's lovely people.
Probably drooling on the men on the screen.
Ew, no.
But I just think it's important that she gets that time and that space and she gets that independence. And here's another reason why that's so important. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but at one point, there's a good chance either you or I will be alone. And I want...
I don't like thinking about that.
I know you don't, but I'm a realist. When you lose your mother at a young age, you think a little bit wider and long term. And I don't want you to be your whole world crumbled. And I'm trying to make sure that doesn't happen. It's kind of a joke, but
yeah.
You weren't feeling it. I lost her when I got on this page.
I closed down when he starts talking like
okay,
that.
Okay, my point is, what will make me comfortable if I were to die today is to know that you are strong and independent and you're going to be okay.
You know I am strong and independent.
I do know you're strong and independent. It's just more comforting for me to know that no matter what, you are going to be okay.
Yeah. And you tell me that. You remind me that quite often.
What do I remind you?
You remind me that if something ever happens to you, that you really, you give me a blessing. You give me your blessing to move on with someone else if that person is adding to my happiness.
100%. 100%. Because when it's all said and done, I just want you and my family and my loved ones to be happy. And that's what matters. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is there a difference between self-acceptance and self-love?
I think they go hand in hand, though.
Which one would you say is more important?
Self-love. Because if you love yourself, then you're accepting of yourself,
okay.
Good or bad.
Okay. I agree with you. I agree with you. I would just say, for some, it may be easier to focus on self-acceptance. Because I think a lot of times when we focus on self-love, we judge ourselves too much. Where if we can accept whatever it is, wherever we're at in life, if we can accept where we're at, I think it's an easier ask to achieve. I think actually self-acceptance leads to self-love.
You think so?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Because to me, self-love is about being comfortable in your skin and being thankful of who you are and being happy with who you are. And that,
which means you're accepting yourself.
Which means you're accepting yourself. And so sometimes if you've been struggling with that self-love mentality, maybe just switching out love for acceptance can help you get on your way to self-love.
And another reason, you know, why it's so important to have that self-love is because when you come in contact with someone who's not respecting you or throwing negativity your way, you're not going to stand for that.
Correct.
Because you love yourself too much.
Yes. We talked about that though, honey.
We did?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
I said that. So it really concerns me that you were just dozing off, and I'm hoping our listeners weren't either. But you know what? That's such an important thing that it was worth saying twice. If you love yourself, again, you won't be tolerant of negative people and negative energy your way.
Just reiterating that.
But here's another thing is when you have self-love, you have more confidence in expressing what you need and desire. And that's another big one, because too often there's relationships, again, not just husband and wife, it goes into every relationship. And if you can express what you need or how you're feeling, you will have more fulfilled relationships. Mm-hmm. You will be able to live life in a more grandiose way. And I think that's something, again, it comes from self-love. So it's really, this isn't just really about husband and wife or a loving relationship. This is about loving yourself so that the minute you walk out your house or go to school or whatever it is you're doing, you feel more stable and more secure in you. That is so important.
So what are some things we can do to incorporate self-love, to start having that mindset?
Well, I think you mentioned the important one of being independent, mm-hmm. Doing things on your own, embracing what you love.
Nurture your well-being, working out, walks. You love to read.
Yes.
You know, so that's something that you love to do that feeds your soul.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, I mean, there's so many different things that you can do to show self-love.
And another one is simply another thing you could do is really make a conscious effort. It's something you said, but it's to choose to be happy.
Yes.
You have to choose happiness, and that will help lead you and bring more happiness and self-love into your life. Is there anything else, my love, that you want to talk about?
Actually, yes. Health and wellness.
Ah, good one.
Giving yourself an adequate amount of sleep is so important, because even in the kids, if they're not sleeping well enough, then they're moody the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you, by
it's
the way.
It's very true.
And I'm like,
I think most people are. I don't know why you have to single me and the kids out.
Well, because you're the closest to me.
I just think there's certain health things you need in life to make sure you can be self-loved. And you're right. Sleeping's one. Healthy diet is another. Mm-hmm. Working out is one. Meditating.
Yes.
Is another great one. Alone time. Just thinking.
Another thing is that, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't think about this one, but it's, you know, you want to rid yourself of toxic influences.
Mm-hmm.
Like we spoke about earlier. It affects your energy. It really does. It can bring you down. So be careful with that one.
We talked about self-love. We talked about why it's important. We gave some tips on how to become better at self-loving yourself. We talked about if it's challenging to self-love yourself, work on being self-accepting of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know. Spousal is a word.
Okay. We're back to that again?
Yeah. Because I just popped in my mind. But yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we talked about all those good things, and we hope you guys found something beneficial from today's episode. We are going to close, but before we do, we like to talk about a quote. It's a simple, clean, direct quote from Toni Collette. Don't know who you are, Toni Collette, but I love your quote. So do you know who Toni Collette is?
I do not. But let's roll with it.
All right, here we go. Hopefully Toni Collette is a positive role model, because I don't want...
You should have probably researched that first.
Well, oh well. Here we go. The better you know yourself, the better your relationship with the rest of the world. That's from Toni Collette. And it's simple. It's
simple,
something that,
to the point.
The better you know yourself, the better your relationship with the rest of the world. So people, get to know yourself, get to love yourself, get to accept yourself, and grow. And if you're not in a good place right now, if you feel this is something you really need, don't beat yourself up. Take it day by day. It's like anything in life. It can become a habit, and it can be one of those habits that really change how your life is. And it can bring you so much joy and happiness, which can change everything from the way your family is to your kids, your grandkids, to your siblings, to your parents, to your grandparents. By being happy and finding that stability in your life, your life and everyone else's will grow exponentially.
Okay? Well said, honey. Like it.
That is our show. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for joining us today. And make sure you subscribe. And finally, remember,
love is the answer.